surprise for her. I didn't even ask her, but it's so public in Facebook, so I thought of sharing that with you. I have one, but that was nicely written when I saw it. But, you know, mothers are the common thing that all of us have in common. Had there been no mothers, as what Scott mentioned, there would never have been us. Happy Mother's Day again to all the mothers. And we want to honor you in your unique role in this world. In Romans 8:28, it was alluded earlier by Susan that we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. So even if you did not have good experience with your mother, relationship, know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. So I'd like to, I did some study on the book of Isaiah and, you know, when he wrote it, but I'm not going to go through that right now, perhaps some other time. So I'm just going to get right into it to apply what happened in the past, in the history of Israelites, and compare to what's happening with us today. So, you know, does anyone following the presidential campaign, you know, the debates, the ads, and what the media is telling us? Although it may seem that it's the worst in our lifetime, this is nothing compared to the political situation of Israelite during the times of Isaiah, the major prophets. Isaiah was the first major prophets. He was known as Isaiah ben Amos, who lived in 800 BC in the kingdom of Judah. He was also called the Messianic prophet because of many of his prophecies that were fulfilled in Jesus Christ. There are two main sections, so I'm just going to go real quick on this. There are two main sections in the book of Isaiah. One is the Assyrian period, and one is the Babylonian period. And during this time, the Israel was divided into two. One is the northern kingdom, the capital is Samaria, or Israel, and it's called Israel. And then the other one, southern kingdom, the capital is Jerusalem, which is also called Judah. So Isaiah prophesied mostly to Judah and Jerusalem. And the two major themes in the book of Isaiah is trust in the Holy One of Israel. And I think this is prophetic for many of us today. Sometimes we try to do it on our own. We rely on our own strength. We rely on, yes, you know, meditation or positive thinking. Those are good. Meditation on the Lord in the Word of God. But not relying on our own strength. And that's why I say, saying to the Israelites, where in that time Israel was in turmoil. You know, you talk about the political things that's happening now or happening in your life, economically, relational. You talk about ISIS. That's nothing compared during those times. And yet Isaiah is reminding us today, corporately and individually, trust in the Holy One of Israel. Trust in the Holy One of Israel. Let me just give you just a quick background of this. The northern kingdom of Israel was invaded by the Assyrian Empire under King Pul during the reign of King Menahem around 743 BC. So that was during the time of Isaiah. And you can find this later on 2 Kings 15, 14 to 22. 2 Kings 15. King Menahem, you talk about oppression. He was one of the worst people, worst king, King Menahem. And yet, Isaiah was part of, he was a relative of many kings of Judah. That's why he was involved not just economically in Israel, but also internationally. And that's why he was able to prophesy and to advise the kings. The other one, Judah, which is the southern kingdom, was Assyrian attacked Judah. The southern kingdom, they became vassal, which is like a mutual obligation. And several years later, under Sennacherib, the Assyrian attacked Judah, but the angel of the Lord came in one day, killed 185,000 soldiers in one day. And probably Isaiah was watching. He was part of that. So now, sometimes we tend to think, oh no, the election, we don't know what's going on, the economy, we might still be in depression, or, you know, my family, or what I'm going through personally. Imagine during those times. And God showed up in just one day, killed with one angel, killed 185,000 soldiers. Whatever you are going through today, God is much bigger. And that's why God is saying to you today, trust in the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit within you. So, if you have the Bible, we're going to go real quick on here. Isaiah, this was the commission of Isaiah. And maybe some of you may be commissioned today. You don't need to come forward. That's between you and God. Or you can come forward and we will also pray with you. But this is the commission of Isaiah. And we'll talk more about this commission. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on the throne. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. They were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined." Let me just pause this a little bit. You feel like you're ruined today in front of the holiness of God because of the things that you may have done last night, last month, or whatever it is. I rebuke that now in Jesus' name. So let's continue in verse 5. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then the one of the seraphim, and I just proclaim this and declare it over your life today, our lives today. "Then one of the seraphim flew over me with live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, 'See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.' Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I. Send me.'" Here am I. Send me. Isaiah preached primarily to Judah in Jerusalem and prophesied to four kings of Judah: Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. He served for 50 years. That was when he witnessed the destruction of 185,000 Assyrian soldiers in one night when they tried to invade the southern kingdom of Judah. During his lifetime, Isaiah experienced hardships and the rebellion of people against God. He saw the lifestyles of the local leaders and the international leaders. When Assyria was threatened to attack Judah, they looked to Egypt. And sometimes in our lives, we might look to somebody or to some organization or whatever to help us out because we cannot hold and endure the burden that we are going through in our lives. In this church, in this community. But God is saying, don't go there. And King Hezekiah trusted in the Lord instead of political alliances. And that's what happened. 185,000 soldiers were killed from Assyria. So our country situation is nothing compared during his time. Politically, I'm just going to talk about three aspects here. Politically, a few years ago, a new governor was elected in the state of Indiana, here in Indiana. This January, in Indianapolis inaugurated a new mayor. This coming November is the presidential election that seemed to be the craziest thing happening in our country. Most people would say that we don't have the good candidates based on our own opinion that we can trust. But whom do we trust? We trust in the Lord. It's not because of the Republicans or the Democrats. We trust in the Lord. Internationally, you talk about ISIS. That's nothing compared to Assyrian world power, superpower at that time. Nothing compared. The Lord is asking you today, whom shall I send? Who will go for us, meaning the Trinity? Economically, many auto manufacturing companies closed their doors. Just 20 years ago, Detroit was one of the hustle and bustle and really big, tall building. I was there. And now, it's like a ghost town. So economically, we can say, what is happening to us? The U.S. seemed to be coming out of depression, but if you look at our streets, there are more panhandlers now than ever before. There are more hungry people now than ever before, yet we have more food pantries out there. Should we continue the same route? The crime rate is rising because people, one of the main things, because people are jobless and they go for quick bucks. They go in the streets, sell drugs, low, you know, supply and demand. There are more demand. There are more people making all these kind of things. And then crazy thing happen that comes with crime, abuse, sexual, you know, all kinds of things. The Lord is asking you today, whom shall I send and who will go for me? Spiritually, our country has lost its identity in God. Most of the of our country. We cannot pray to God in public classrooms anymore. The same country whose dollar bill in God we trust saying you cannot pray inside public classrooms. Abortion is legal, which means that the government allowed the mothers to kill their unborn child. Same-sex marriage is now legal in several states. Government seems like controlling the church. The morality. Target department store and Planet Fitness gym are now allowing anyone to go to men or women's bathroom based on how they feel at that time. Crazy. The Lord is asking you today, whom shall I send? And who will go for me? The Christians are the answers. We are the plan of God until He comes back the second time. However, as Pastor Rob mentioned earlier, most of the church have this apathy of doing. There's 185,000 soldiers there. You mean I should go there? The government is so big, they dictate us to do immorality. How can I fight that? 80,000 kids go to bed hungry in Indianapolis alone, and what can I do with that? The majority of Christians are depending on clergy, the pastors and paid ministers to do the ministry work. I'm not saying this judgmental, I'm not saying this you, but majority, listen to this, the church seems to be operating under the government because the government seems to dictate what the church can do and cannot do. Do not pray to schools. You can't pray to schools. I've seen food pantries, and I've visited a lot of food pantries. In the church, they cannot even give their brochure to the people because the food bank is saying you cannot pray for people. Isn't that crazy? Satan is invading the churches. You know, the government said accept LGBT. Share the same restrooms? Give me a break. The government, superpower, similar to Old Testament and New Testament, this lifestyle has spread throughout the land. But God is saying, Isaiah is reminding us, trust in the Holy One. Trust in the Holy One. Do not trust in the government. Do not trust in this organization, the educational system. Trust in the Lord. You are the plan of God. And God is asking, who will go for me? I feel like Isaiah is saying, I am undone in front of the Lord. I am weak. I don't have money. I'm only one person. I'm too young. I'm too old. God is saying to you, it's not what you can do for me, but what I can do through you. Imagine that. What God can do through you. You can change. You can change the government. You can affect the thinking of the people that they are defeated in life. You can influence the worldview that sharing the same restroom is okay. You can affect that. And this is what I saw in Isaiah. Isaiah answered God, here am I, send me. Three things I saw here. Isaiah was ready when God called him. Just like, well, let me think about it. Maybe I need another prophetic word. Maybe I should go to another conference. Let me pray about it and I'll get back to you. God is speaking. And he was resolved and determined. And the third thing, he was completely prepared to receive God's delegated authority when he said, send me. That's a powerful word. Two words. That's very powerful. Send me. Because once you say that, you receive the power from above. You receive saying, God, I'm here, send me the tools, send me the weapons, send me the love, send me everything I need. And God said, good and faithful servant, I'll accomplish things through you. I'm going to change the world through you. And when Isaiah said, send me, God took his word and entrusted him with his message to the people. And that's why he became the messianic prophet. He was just willing. He was just willing to do what God already ordained for him to do. Can you imagine that? What God already ordained for him to do. That means when you follow God, you cannot do wrong. You cannot go in the wrong direction. Because God is guiding you only if you are obedient in every step of the way. So, we do not need another vision to realize that we need to feed the poor. Many times, reality is more powerful than having a vision or a prophetic word, isn't it? It's just like, oh, I just have a mighty visitation of God and a powerful prophetic word. I'm so excited. But reality is more powerful than prophetic word because it's real. Prophetic word become real when you act on it at the right time when God called you to it. That's why reality is more powerful than prophetic word. And Isaiah just did that. He saw the need. People were dying. People were eating each other, literally. We do not need signs to see the blatant immorality that is sponsored by our own government and many other sectors of our society. You don't need another prophetic word for that. It's happening. We do not need more dreams to influence prayers in public places beyond the walls of churches. It's already a reality. We do not need more prophetic words in order for us to go and spread the kingdom wherever we go. So what are the practical things that we can do? If you haven't yet, call your mother today. You don't need to think so big. Oh yeah, you know, let me go change the world. You can change the world of a person by just one phone call today. A few years ago, we had outreaches and we gave away carnation in front of Sam's Club and in the streets and gave it to all the women. You know, don't forget today, just get for mothers and for ladies, you have Midtown provided some flowers for you. If you eat at the restaurant after the service and sometime this week, ask your waiter if you could pray for him or her. Go to local businesses and retailers and ask them if you can pray for them. I think Krista and Bill are already doing that. Find an elderly who is living alone and go to a nursing home and visit with them. I've done this before many years ago, and there are people there who are from out of town, and they were forgotten. That makes a big difference, people. Buy a case of bottled water and drive around to look for people asking for money in the street corner. That's what I do now. I have a case or a few bottled water, somebody asking for money, you know, and I just go there and give them bottled water. So God is asking you today, whom shall I send? Will you go for him? The world is dying. And the world needs us. But Jesus is assuring us today to trust not in your own strength, but to trust in the Holy Spirit within you. Because you are capable through the Holy Spirit to do the miracles, signs, and wonders, to say prophetic word, to spread the kingdom of God in your action, not just in your words, to spread the kingdom of God through small things of giving bottled water or giving flowers or maybe just smiling to somebody. But there are bigger things that the Lord has for you. He may give you a city. He said, if you are faithful in a small thing in the book of Luke, one city, I'll give you 10 cities. If you can expand your mind on that, God will give it to you. This church needs you to go out in the public. All of us. And again, I'm not saying you're not. But if we just bring somebody here every week, that might be a life changer for that person. Not just to increase the number of this church. Because here's what I always tell the pastors. Increase the love within the church and increase the love outside the church. You will be irresistible and people will come because of the love of Christ invading inside and the surrounding area. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks today. Thank you, Lord, for this word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Prophet Isaiah, who have seen so many prophetic words, Lord, that he was called a messianic prophet. And Lord, I ask now, through your signs, wonders, miracles, Lord, that you show us. And Lord, maybe even us giving encouraging word to somebody today. I ask, Lord, that you give us grace to understand how deep and wide is your love for us, that you gave your one and only Son to die for our sins so we may have forgiveness of sin. And Lord, that he rose again and he has given us the Holy Spirit, his same Spirit who raised him from the dead, so that we can do the works that has already predestined, as what Apostle Paul said in Ephesians. So Lord Jesus, I just have, can we stand and let's just ask, if the Lord speak to you, just say, here I am, send me, okay? So, are you ready for it? Again, some of you may be commissioned today. Some of you may. That's only between you and God. So in the count of three, if you are prompted, just say, here I am, Lord, send me. One, two, three. Here I am, Lord, send me. Amen.